Music from the Bedford Trio, and for very good reason here this afternoon. You're with the Oasis here on the New Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore, our look at arts and culture. Members of the Bedford Trio are here. The group focuses on contemporary and traditional repertoire with a commitment to reshape the future of piano trio music. It was founded in 2018 right here in Toronto and features Alessia Dissimino on the violin, cellist Lucia Tico, and Jiliang Zhu at the piano. The trio is the 2025-26 Artist in Residence at the University of Toronto. They're an immersed project which puts a spotlight in contemporary works with inventive production design continuing. They've been across the Western world and returned to Brampton on Saturday at the Rose Brampton with the Rose Orchestra. The program is My Country, My Land, a celebration of Canada and Bohemia. It's a 7:30 start time with Smetana's Moldau and the Beethoven Triple Concerto, which will feature the Bedford Trio. If you'd like to pick up tickets, it's tickets.brampton.ca. And if you'd like to learn more about this ensemble, bedfordtrio.com. Jiliang Zhu and Lucia Tico, welcome to you both.
Thank you so much, Mark.
Happy to be here.
Great to be with you. And coming on 10 years for this group, tell me about it all coming together.
The Bedford Trio members first met as students at the Faculty of Music at University of Toronto. We get asked a lot how we came up with our name, Bedford. It was a long debate.
It's tough to pick a name, isn't it?
It's true. Let's say Bedford was the least debated name.
Okay.
And it's the street where the St. George subway station exits. The two members of Bedford Trio at the time commuted to campus, and that's the exit they use most frequently.
Was the thinking when you came together, we have some common and values and goals when it comes to music, or is it we just play really well together, or is this street just nearby? What was the impetus for really getting it together?
The seed for the trio was Alessia and I formed a duo in 2015.
Okay.
And the cellist then, Andrew Ascenso, previously had a trio, but his previous member left. So he was looking out for players to form another trio. And then he came to Alessia's recital and saw, oh, maybe there are two players I can form a new group with. I think we still have that Facebook Messenger chat thread saved as our formation of this group.
Do you remember what the first repertoire was that you worked on together?
Beethoven Ghost Trio.
Interesting. The Ghost Trio, I think, is on the new Beethoven for Three album with Yo-Yo Ma and Emmanuel Axe and Leonidas Kavakos, so in good company there. And a great piece to open with. You've been around the world with this group. You've been throughout Canada and the U.S. You've been to Europe. Is there a highlight or a tour highlight so far that you can think back to?
In 2019, we did a few competition trips to the U.S. It was the first time that the trio traveled in a small space and for a long time together. Through the process, we got to know each other better. We got to know how we handle stress and fatigue together. And my husband very generously offered to be the groupie and the driver for us so that we can save our energy for the performance.
God bless him. That's a big job.
Yes. Yeah.
Lucia, tell me about learning about the Bedford and eventually joining and being the new person in the group.
Yeah, I've been playing with the Bedfords for about a year now, and it's been really, really wonderful. My regular gig here in Toronto, I'm a cellist with the Toronto Symphony.
Mm-hmm.
So that is my full-time job, and it's just ever since I joined the orchestra, I've been sort of missing chamber music. And so having this outlet has been wonderful and super valuable to me. The way that we met, actually, we just met as friends. I think it might have been a baby shower of a mutual friend.
But sometimes that's a good way to get things started,
yep,
right?
Yeah, so it was just very serendipitous, and we did a trial run of playing together. Actually, the first piece that we played together was this Beethoven triple with the Rose Orchestra last year, and that was in Roy Thomson Hall. So that was my test run.
I was looking up a little bit about you, and you get started really early. You're 2 years old. Is that when you start playing cello?
That's right. Yeah. I started with the cello at two, which is crazy because I don't
think it was like a little baby cello, too.
Yeah, I don't think they even make cellos that small. But yeah, I come from an amateur musical family who wanted to have a family string quartet. So they gave me the cello.
How are things with the TSO?
The TSO is good. Yeah, we've just kind of started up our 25-26 season. We're maybe 3 weeks in now. So starting to get tired already.
I bet. And were you on stage for the Bing Long Long performance the other night?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was very successful.
Well, it's great that you're on stage there. And it's so nice to be able to work that chamber music
part of your brain, right? When you're on stage with so many people all the time.
Absolutely.
What about your repertoire feels signature to this group at this point? We've talked about a couple different Beethoven pieces. You're going to be performing Beethoven this weekend. Are there other signatures that you look to?
Well, I think it's interesting. I mean, yes, we've played some kind of canonical works together, but a big part of the Bedford's sort of mission is to champion living composers, and especially young composers, students. So a lot of what we do is working with high school students, college students, to high school composers to help along the piano trio repertoire and try to find new gems.
What are you getting from that work, working with such young people with young ideas and new ideas?
We're very lucky to help some of the students to write their very first piano trio work. Some of them don't play any of the three instruments, so it was great to see how courageous they are with their ideas and exploration. The most rewarding part is to present their work in collaboration with different artistic medium, such as digital art, lighting, and dance.
And that's been part of your immersed
yes.
situation, right,
mm-hmm.
that you've put together over the years. It's exciting to hear about this ensemble. If you're just joining us, pianist Jingliang Zhu and cellist Lucia Tico are with us, two of the three members of the Bedford Trio. On Saturday, they present My Country, My Land, a celebration of Canada and Bohemia with the Rose Orchestra at the Rose Brampton, 7:30 p.m. start time, and you'll hear Smetana's Moldau, and for this trio, it will be the Beethoven Triple Concerto. Tickets.brampton.ca if you'd like to learn more. And let's talk a little bit about the Triple Concerto. Every year we get an incredible recording from some of the greats all around the world who tackle this. I mean, what's special about the Beethoven Triple Concerto?
Well, this is one of the only pieces composed for this instrumentation, piano trio and orchestra, and certainly the most famous one. It's kind of the pinnacle for us as a piano trio, and to get to do it together is really special.
And each instrument has their moment to shine. I think in this piece, cello has the most challenging passages.
I've heard this. I know they were saying Sheku Kanamason, who performed it fairly recently. I think Yo-Yo Ma is on a recent recording as well. So it's a big work for cello, right?
It is. It's almost like a cello concerto, actually.
Yeah, right, right.
Anecdotally, we actually played this piece at the Toronto Symphony last season with our principal players, Jonathan Crow and Joseph Johnson, playing with the pianist Jan Lichetsky. And so I had this wonderful experience of getting to learn the orchestra part, which has been so valuable to me now that I'm playing the solo part, to have that perspective.
I can only imagine. That is so, so great. Talk about working with the Rose Brampton and the Rose Orchestra. This is the second time around. And so tell me about this space and working with this group of people.
We met through the fundraising concert for Sick Kids Hospital last year, and our collaboration started with the final movement of the concerto.
Okay.
According to conductor Sam Tam, he said the orchestra hasn't played a big Beethoven piece in a few years, so this would be a good chance for them to embrace that. And then Beethoven Triple Concerto is a perfect option.
We talked about doing that final movement last year, and so here we are a year later and getting to do the entire thing. That must feel like a nice step for this trio.
It really does, especially because this is the first time that I'm playing the whole piece, but that last movement I've done several times, actually, just in isolation.
Right.
So it's so gratifying. It's just that relief that I needed to finally play the whole piece.
What's next after this big performance in Brampton?
We've got our next edition of Immersed coming up. It's in November.
Okay.
November 15th.
And where are you doing that?
At 918 Center for Culture, Arts, Media, and Education in downtown Toronto.
I know the one very well. So that will be a great, and you're working with young people on that one as well? Or?
Yes, like in the previous edition, we work with University of Toronto composition majors, students from the Earl Haig Secondary School, including music majors, visual art majors, and dance majors.
BedfordTrio.com if you'd like to think ahead to November. But coming up this Saturday, it is going to be a fantastic performance. Not only you'll get the Rose Orchestra performing the Sounds of Bohemia, Smetana's Moldau, but as well the Bedford Trio putting together the Beethoven Triple Concerto with the entire Rose Brampton Rose Orchestra ensemble. Tickets.brampton.ca, and just a real pleasure to meet the both of you. Thank you for joining us here in the studio.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having us.
You're with the Oasis here on the New Classical FM, our look in arts and culture. Let's listen to a touch of the Beethoven Triple Concerto, what you might hear this Saturday at the Rose Theatre, Brampton.